Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty excited. This is so fun. This is like a full circle because you guys were the first band I ever saw live on a festival. So
Which festival?
it was in 2015 in Live Out here in Monterey.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, shall we get started? We shall. All right. So, you guys, you've already played a few times in Mexico before. What's your favorite thing about this country, about coming here and playing here?
Well, I guess you could say it's the fans because, I don't know if everyone says this in every end of interview around the world, but for us, like I was just saying in the last interview, the fans, and this is like 100% true, like the fans in Mexico are way crazier and way more faithful than anywhere in the world. So that, yeah, keeps us coming back every time. And I was also explaining like that we just released, we just played back in 2019 in Corona Capital, Mexico City, and that one show was so big and so powerful for us that we changed the way that we kind of make music because of it.
Oh,
So
how?
yeah, it like it really influenced us. It was like near the end of a tour, and we just had such a special time, and we just saw these people who were so connected with the music and made us feel so at home almost, like just seeing that they had that connection made us feel relevant, and made us feel heard. And it made me go home, and we've started all of the new music based around that feeling and based around thinking about how, there are these people that really do connect with what we're doing, because you can forget that quite often.
Yeah.
And that was probably the biggest reminder we've ever had.
Wow, that's actually really big. I'm so glad it happened like here.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so I'm
There
guessing
are
you're
other countries, that we have a little bit of that, but that
Yeah.
one show was like Beatles level reaction, just screaming was louder than the music. It was crazy.
Wow. Wow, that's so nice. I was not expecting that. So, well, I mean, that's a big part of the Mexican culture as it is, being excited and being like loud and all that. So, I'm guessing you're excited about this next Corona Capital, different cities and countries and festival.
Yeah, I mean, we're headlining that stage, so there is a chance this could be even bigger than the last one. But we're also pretty aware that when you're headlining against the Strokes or whatever, you're going to lose quite a few people to the Strokes. So we're wondering if it's going to be like the biggest one or the second biggest. But either way, pretty important show.
Yeah, wow. Have you ever headlined like a whole stage before?
We have a long time ago, but never in a city like Mexico at a festival that has so many acts, whenever we play these festivals, they're usually something like 15, 20, 30 acts that are bigger than us, in popularity. So to be able to headline this show was just is very special. And it was because we played that Mexico City show, and I think the promoter saw, and all these people heard about and saw. And it was such a good moment that they then brought us back to headline this one.
Wow, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking about Corona Capital, which artists, or well, I mean, are you even planning to seeing other acts, other performances at this festival?
I haven't even thought about it. I'm just focused on making the show, and then we also have a DJ set for a pre-corona party the night before. So
Oh.
and that has to be something where we're playing music that we never usually play. So it's yeah, I'm just focused on the preparation. I can't even remember who's playing. Do you know who's playing?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it's 2 days, right? So it's gonna be like different artists each day. But I mean, well, yeah, since you're headlining, you should be, or well, it's understandable that you're pretty focused on delivering the best that you can and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, this is big.
Yeah.
So, well, your album Illumination recently had its 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And are we going to celebrate it on your show?
I mean, it depends what you call celebration. We are definitely celebrating all of these shows that we did when it came out, or, you know, just before it came out, actually, I think, were in a way a celebration, because it was, you know, we've done a lot of other stuff over the years in between. And I think us and our fans are also just super, what's the word? I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say, but that album came from such a special place that celebrating it again was kind of bringing that to the forefront of the last 10 years, you know, with everything else we've done. It kind of made that central again. And I think it really should be a central piece. Like, over the years, as you make music, as you make your second album, all of that stuff, you get very, you change directions and you kind of like lose, it's very natural to lose what originally inspired you. So just like playing that show at Corona Capital, this re-release was like a celebration of bringing those elements from the first album, not necessarily the style, but like the feeling that it gives you back into our music. So hopefully we're just celebrating that in general from now on every show we do, and and the fact that we're playing such a long set allows us to do that even more.
Wow, well, I was just about to ask you about that, because you're well known for the optimistic summery vibes in your music. Mm-hmm. So do you consider it an important stamp for your sound, or do you plan on hopping on the more like experimental new genre side?
You mean Illumination?
Yeah, well, I mean, for the future of your band.
Yeah, but sorry, ask the question again.
Like, do you consider like this optimistic summery vibes that your music is well known about as an important stamp for your sound, or do you plan on going more to the experimental side?
Well, I think that if you look at anything we've done, there's different explanations for experimental, right? You could say that the Shapes EP was experimental, because we were doing something different to what we normally do. But you could also say that like a few songs on the first album were experimental in a way, you know, it's weird structures, weird sounds, psychedelic elements. I think both of those are things that we'll continue to do in the new music. So there's definitely the summery feel is staying. It has to stay. It just naturally is what I would make. So there's that side. And then there's the melancholy kind of emotional side of things like Sometimes and Moon Theory. So the new album has both those feelings in it.
All right. That's so, so nice. I mean, I think it's really important to keep doing what you like to do and continue being genuine.
Yeah.
Are there any new news regarding a near future release from you?
Yeah, there's a whole album coming up. Tell you this already? No,
you didn't. Oh my god. Okay.
So we've been working on a new album since 2020. We had, just for a bit of like background, we'd been working on music since the Shapes EP finished in 2017 all the way through to 2019. And it was more like a bit more funk and R&B influenced, because we're trying to find a way to do disco in a new way, in a fresh way, like Kay Trinada and you know, Calvin Harris slide and things like that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, everything we made, probably like almost a full album worth, just didn't feel like us. It didn't make sense. And oh, so when okay. when it came around to 2020 and COVID happened, it was only a few months after we played that Corona show and was reminded of, you know, what the most important things are. And then, of course, COVID really emphasized that for everybody in the world. You know, suddenly trends became irrelevant. Fashion became irrelevant. It was like, what is the most important thing to you? If you only have one chance to do that again, because you might, you know, what's the most important? And that's kind of where we came up with this, just basically threw everything that we'd been working on in the bin and started this new album, 2020. So the music came so easily. It's really beautiful. And like I said, like lots of melancholy moments and then lots of summery moments. So it's just down to finishing the vocals now, getting a lot of feature vocalists as well, like we've done on the past records. And then hopefully, yeah, we can release 3 or 4 this year and the album in March next year.
Oh, wow. That's so, so nice. And I mean, it's such a good thing that you managed to have such a positive outcome from the pandemic and from the lockdown.
Yeah, yeah, it was such a good moment of a lot of things happening at the right time. You know, like I said, ending a tour on the Corona Capital show, realizing what's important there, then realizing what's important with COVID, with lockdown. And yeah, there was, have you ever seen the show Chef's Table?
Not that I know of.
So it's on Netflix and it's basically about really good chefs around the world who have unique restaurants.
Oh yeah. And, yeah. I know which one. Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes into like how they came up with their ideas and their creativity. And it really blew me away because they were so creative. They didn't, I thought that chefs had to succumb to what everyone in the industry wanted them to do, you know, and you're always working below someone else. And I saw that these people brought ideas and influences from their childhood, you know, and from their whole life as experiences. And that's what music was to me when I started. And slowly you lose touch with that because you're trying to keep up with everything. So watching that show right at the start of 2020, after Corona Capital, was like, it just reminded me of building on those, you know, those unique things that make you as opposed to caring about other bands, other music, all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's pretty important, actually, what you're saying, because the pandemic was definitely a moment in which the world was asking us to slow down and to...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like appreciate what we have instead of being sad for what we don't have. And I think that's pretty nice. Wow. Congratulations on that perspective.
Yeah. I was expecting that maybe a lot of people had that perspective over that time. And I hope we hear some albums that show that soon.
Yeah, hopefully. So you mentioned you will be collaborating with artists, right? Because you have already collaborated with Kimbra, with Future Unlimited, among others.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any artist that you can spoil, like, the surprise, or you'd like to keep it a surprise for your fans?
Yeah, it's a surprise, but we're also not, you know, not super focused on having feature names that everybody knows. It's more about whatever is right for the song, you know. So if we find a local person that we work with that completes the vision for the song, then, you know, it doesn't need to be a feature, but we'll see.
Right, that's super nice. And actually I was about to ask you, like, would you like to collaborate with a Mexican act?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. It really just depends on, you know, what we're doing and if we fit it in the vision. There was a time where Josh was trying to make it happen with Around Layla. We did that. He sung it in Spanish, and then we also were going to write a song with somebody who was Spanish speaking. But I only want to do it if it feels like there's a reason behind it, and it's not, you know, not just doing it because we should or because that will impress people in Mexico. It needs to be because it has part, it fits the vision of the album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Like, if it's right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm blown away. You're pretty genuine, and I like that, the way that you're not, as a band, you're not trying to please anyone. Like, you're letting your music speak for you.
Yeah, and I think hopefully, you know, you're always making progress, but I hope that this next album really shows that we're just doing what we do, you know, and trying to do what we do well, as opposed to trying to be anyone else, you know.
Exactly. Wow. So genuinity has been like a pretty serious topic with you. So, well, last but not least, I really, really wanted to ask you, well, you've been together for almost 15 years now. What have you enjoyed the most from this project, from this experience?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the early days of seeing everything move very quickly was really exciting. You know, I don't know what it is, but like, maybe just being young in early 20s, like, as I told you, I expected to make something that could be good or that could be successful. And so when it was happening, it was just like, okay, cool, this is happening exactly how I want it. That was an exciting thing, you know, and really, you know, really special growth moment, because you're doing exactly what you have a vision for. So that was a great time. And to be honest, another great time, like, things got a little rough in the around like 2014, 15, 16 with the band. Like, there was somebody else in the band who, yeah, everyone was kind of, we were all having issues with. And once he left, like, we started to have so much fun again playing live. And I don't know if you should really say that bit, but
don't worry.
More so that we just had a moment around like 2017 where we just started feeling so happy to play live again. And we hadn't had that for a while because of, you know, these issues that were always there. So yeah, that feeling of like being partners properly in a band for the first time, because the project started with me just making the music, right? And then we made the band to perform live, and slowly people were involved in making the music too, but not too much. And I used to just kind of hate the live situation because I was completely out of control with what the other people in the band would do. Whereas when I made the music, it was my vision, you know? So 2017 was just that moment where we finally all came together and felt actually on the same page and connected and, you know, working to the towards the same dream.
Wow. All right. So this has been like a complete journey, as you said.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact that it could come back from, yeah, like the fact that it got better, you know, that was unexpected. Yeah.
It sounds like there was a lot of character development. I mean, not only with the band, but like with you and with the other mates that are with you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think whether you're in a band or not, you grow over those years of, you know, 24, 22 to 30. So it's like that growth happens naturally, but this really sped up a lot of skills, I would say, like learning how to work with other people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's super nice. I mean, other than having fun and creating music and being loud and traveling and all that, it seems that you had a real nice experience growing with this band and letting this band grow with you.
Yeah. And being able to overcome those moments where you're like unsure, insecure was like that was just such a nice feeling to come out and just be sure of what you're doing and to just focus on doing what you do well.
Right. Oh, that's super nice. Well, Benjamin, thank you so, so, so much for having me this time.